You said you had a 5-year contract to make parts, is that right?
I have an unlimited contract to make them. I have a 5-year exclusive use of the patents and the tooling.
Okay.
No one else can theoretically use the tooling or the patents to make parts. If someone was to negotiate a deal with Williams to make new machines, say they wanted to come out with a new machine and continue the 2000 series, mm-hmm. They could use the tooling to make parts for that, but they could not sell parts. We have a contract to sell parts, and that's what we basically bought because we couldn't agree on the rest of the thing. I'll throw one more thing in there. On the intellectual properties, if Williams, this is part of my contract, and I guess I can make it public, if Williams chooses to abandon the patents, meaning they don't wish to service them or keep them up, they become mine. That's in black and white. Whether that will transpire or not, we had a meeting with Michael Blankenstein, who is their patent attorney, about 4 months ago. We went through most of the overseas patents. We elected between us to abandon them. I did not want them. For instance, the one in Taiwan cost $16,000 to keep it up to date for 3 years. Same thing for France, England, and the rest of them. We'd be looking at $100,000 or more just to keep the patents up if we never used them. We elected between us to keep 52 or 54 patents in force at present. And at present, we have a letter into them. I assume they're going to honor that, and they're going to keep those patents in place. That's for the mainly for the United States.